Jamie Crowe, it is a huge day for Athenry on Sunday. Connacht Junior Cup final is such a prestigious competition and such a special one to win. There must be a nice buzz in the camp now ahead of it.
Yeah, definitely. Suppose it's been a while coming out since we've been back in this at this stage, we'll say, of the Connacht Cup, and all the lads are really, really looking forward to it.
Can you give us a rundown regarding this competition? How important is it to win? I mean, you're playing Castlebar Celtic, a team who haven't won it in a long time, no more than yourself. So there is a feeling that this is going to be a great game. And if you were to win it, it would be a truly special achievement for you to do.
I think it would, yeah, to put a real gloss on the season, on the last couple of seasons. I suppose the lads were just very unfortunate to come up against a very, very good Salt Hill side over the last year, and I suppose the league last two seasons come up short and got over them in the Connacht Cup, so a great chance. But like the Connacht Cup is massive because as you've got strong teams from Sligo, from Galway, Mayo, Leitrim, all over like that, so it's a great one to get, and as I keep saying to our lads, they're a hard one. They're a very, very hard one.
They are given the amount of teams that actually take part in it. Let's go back over some of the results. Let's talk about Strand Celtic first of all. You had to go into the Lions Den up there and win, and you did 1-0. And that was a big result for you.
Massive, yeah. Like, so we were, I suppose, coming off a bit of a disappointing end to the league campaign, and suppose just guys, myself and Mike, and we're just saying the lads, look, this is all lads about. It's a one-off game. League form, everything goes out the window. Doesn't really matter when you come to competition. So, in fairness to our lads, tough game up there, tough conditions, like a fabulous club up there, great people up there. And we fought all the way to get the win, thank God.
I'm going, even if you go back to the earlier, I suppose the question I do ask every manager is that when it goes to the beginning of the competition, and I'm looking at one result, which was the win over Kilchoman Knock United, you won that one by 4-1, that at the beginning of a competition like this, it's hard to know how it's going to actually pan out because it depends on how the draw suits you. But you were lucky enough in that sense because you had quite a few big results, and also quite a couple of good ones at home as well. How important was the home advantage for those games, especially in the early rounds?
Huge, absolutely massive. Like, we went 1-0 down against Kilchoman, and they're a decent team. And in fairness, the lads came back and did very well. And we got a home draw against Salt Hill as well, which was a big one. We played them last year in the Connacht Cup up in Drum, and it was a 1-0 win to them. And home advantage is huge. So that was, I suppose, all the way through, apart from the semi final there. It was great to get it, especially against certain teams.
And actually, is that the one game that stands out in your mind, the win over Salt Hill, or is there any other game that kind of you can point to and go, this is the, we get the feeling we're going to go a long way here?
I think so, yeah. Like, at the end of the day, like, Salt Hill have set the standard the last few years, and we're like, they're a serious outfit, and have been. They've been coming for a while, and they've really put it down and got a couple of leagues and Connacht Cup, and very unlucky in Irish Cup. So to get over them for us, because they'd beaten us a few times, so it was a massive game for us at home to just to get kind of the sway, the balance back in ours. And obviously, it was a cup competition, so knockout. So that was, I think, the lads got a lot of belief out of that. That's the right. If we can go and win here, we can on our day. We'll put it up to anyone.
And you had to go to Cosharriga then, which is not the easiest of journeys either. And you won that 5-2, which sets you up in your semi-final spot. So, like, I know I pointed to your home games, but there are two away games that stand out. One, the win over Cosharriga, and the win over Ballinasloe Town as well, winning that by 4-0 away from home. Like, Ballinasloe's home ground, the Curragh grounds, is not the easiest of places to go to. And for you to come away with a 4-0 win, I mean, that was also a very big one.
Yeah, I think everyone was a bit shocked, ourselves and Ballinasloe, with that result. It was probably one of the best performances we've had all season. We made a few positional changes and moved a couple of lads out of where they normally play into different positions, and it worked for us. And the lads that we did move there, Colm O'Donovan moved position and was phenomenal on the day. So definitely, yeah, like, that was a huge one. Like, when you got any time you go to Ballinasloe and get a win in the Curragh, you know what I mean, you're on the right direction. And when we went out to Cosharriga, then, like, they're definitely a team that I know that they got promoted this season, and they're only a team on the way up. Like, as they look to have a good young team there, and with a couple of hardened warriors in with them. So no doubt we'll see them rising up through the ranks in the next year or so.
How about injuries? The league season isn't that far off. Far behind. The Michael Byrne Cup, you were involved in that up to last night. How do you stand regarding that?
We have a couple of lads that won't be tagged on Sunday. A couple of lads that would have been pushing hard for starting 11 plays all the way through the season. But look, we start the season with a very strong squad. Now, we lost Ryan Shocks, moved out to Australia. Hughes lost to us. We have a couple of injuries on top. But we have a good panel. And one thing we have is we have three or four young lads coming through there that are they're just a joy to watch. Just the way they play the game, they think of it a little bit differently, I suppose, than the older lads, and definitely my generation. But these lads just go out and they're so comfortable on the ball. Like their technical ability is unreal. So I'm looking forward to seeing them in action now on Sunday on the big stage, and hopefully they can produce and produce as good as they can.
And it's a big weekend for the club in general, because your under-16 girls are in the SFAI Cup final on the Saturday evening and yourselves on the Sunday. I mean, it's a massive weekend for the club as a whole.
Huge, yeah. A big weekend for Mike Noon. Mike's involved me with the first team and he's leading the under-16s. They've won the league, they've won the Connacht Cup, and now they're in the Irish Cup final. And so they're looking for a clean sweep, and like it's massive for the club, especially the girls' football. And our senior ladies team won the league final there recently enough, and so the club is flying it. Like, it's the numbers wise, everything, the new pitch, the Astro pitch they're after building, it's unbelievable. Like, it's a club going the right direction. There's so many good people involved in the club, and I suppose from everyone, the first team, I'd like to wish Mike and Brian and Jamie and Jerry all the best, and all the girls there all the best on Saturday, and hopefully they can bring it home in Irish Cup, the first one in the club.